Greg, it was a horrible afternoon, but a shutout, 2 goals, 3 points, and a Dunfermline win, so you've got to be a happy man.
Oh, delighted today. I think the preparation was, you know, it was all last week for this game with the younger group. It was preparing for the Hillabeath game. It gave me a good week with them, just working on a new shape. And to be honest, it really worked. First half, I thought, you know, defensively in our shape, with flat midfield three today, and it worked really well. There was a lot of energy, and it was really hard for them to break us down. It came through our mistakes at times when they did break us down, but, you know, delighted with the performance. The energy levels were excellent all over, and I think to a player, you know, they should be proud today, because we said that we wanted to, you know, just compete individually, and I think to a man, every single one of them, you know, caused problems against the player they were playing against today.
And you got the first goal in very quickly, a second, so ideal start.
Aye, it's pleasing, because the last thing I actually said to them when they went out was, can we score for a set piece today? The amount of set play work we do in training with the younger kids, and even the first team players, is, you know, and we're always, the younger boys are part of the first team stuff they do, and whatever, you know, and that was the last words we said, was can we score? And to get 2 goals quickly from a set play was good. But the first one, you know, it's great, because it's right off the training ground. You know, Matty Todd was the one that was a decoy. He wasn't a decoy, he was the one that came late. It was very similar to the Bournemouth goal against Newcastle a few weeks ago. And that's what they'll say, you know, the same thing as Harry Wilson. Know that we're like Bournemouth by any means, but, you know, he thought that would work. So, you know, it was really good to pull off. But they have to do that as well. It's easy setting things up, but they have to apply that, and that's a pleasing thing that they're listening. And you've seen the excitement they got from it, you know, the goal. But it was good. Matty Todd, you know, it was great to get him for 80 minutes. The energy he's got along with Paul Brown and Lewis Sors in the middle of the park was fantastic. It was fantastic. It was enjoyable to watch. And at times it wasn't pretty, the game. It wasn't pretty. Conditions played a part in that as well. But there was tackles, there was bookings, there was guys putting their head in where they shouldn't put their head in. And ultimately, that's what they were told beforehand. Win your individual battles, and it was great to watch at times.
And the second goal came from Matty Bowman set piece again, from the kick.
It did, aye, and it was Stewarty. You know, it was just a ball in the box, and Stewarty, you know, timed his header well, and it went in the top corner. I think that's the first time I've seen Stewarty score for a corner. Yeah, I did see, he must like that goal, because he scored there against Kelty Hearts at the start of the season in that same one, albeit it was a slightly different distance. But it was good, right? I mean, the boys got a little bit of confidence in that. The one that Matty Todd's threw in goal straight after that as well was great play, where he drove for the halfway line. I actually thought it was a foul, because the kid, you know, was an infringement on Matty. Referee never gave it. It was unfortunate. And there was a few openings in the second half, which was good play. But, you know, it's been a long time to wait for a win since Ross County. But it was good, because we're always saying that to our reserve group, that it's always a nothing game. I've spoke to you a lot, and we've said, well, there's nothing in the game. There's nothing in the game, but we got beat. I'm sick fed up saying that. I said that to him before, and I am sick fed up. Can you turn that round and try and be the ones that go up first, and then you get the next goal, you know? And one of the boys shouted last 10 minutes, are we playing this game out? I says, no chance, we're going for the third, you know? So it's, we're teaching them to play the game out as well, but it was too early for it to do that. But a lot of positives today, you know. I'm obviously delighted with the result, delighted in how we played. Their attitude was fantastic, and most importantly, the work rate was a big one.
So are you seeing a good improvement in this squad of players you've got?
I do. I mean, I quite enjoy having the young, you know, the younger players. It's great when they're playing the reserves, because you get every single ounce of, you know, their effort, their commitment, whatever. And you know, it's great having the first team players back as well. But, you know, the young boys get a little bit scunnered when they don't play reserve football. They do. They get annoyed and disappointed because they've been doing well. And that's just a matter of it being, you know, coaching this group. You've got some first team players who come back and they want game minutes. And the young boys are chatting at the bit because they want to play, which is great. And that's the part we're after, is, you know, the, I can't think of the word I'm looking for, is the competition. You know, the competition we're after. And, you know, it's disappointment for some of them. And the boys that were on the bench today, it's part of competition. But, you know, the message is to them, do more day in, day out. You know, when you get on, when you're playing, when you get a start, give me as much as you can possibly give me, because certainly they're a group that are full of energy, and that's why they're a good young group to coach.
And next up is Monday against Dundee in the Reserve League Cup. And there's a first team game on the Tuesday night, so I assume a young squad for that.
There was talk of maybe putting that game back a little bit, but you know, with the group we have, and you know, the younger players that are in from Fife Elite as well, I want to take the game on, because you know, we want to see how the young boys adapt and how they do, regardless of what team Dundee have out. It doesn't matter. You know, I say that if your shape's good and your energy's good like it was today, you'll be very hard to break down. And if they're playing a certain way, that hopefully they'll continue that, and it'll be a nucleus of that group that played. And boys who were on the bench, maybe the first team players or first team squad players, they won't be involved because of the game on a Tuesday. Therefore, it's a good one for them to come into too. So, you know, it's I'm saying it's great now, but it'll probably be poor next week. You know, it's just the way it works. It's an improvement. Definite, but I think it's been a few weeks in coming, that result, and I think, I don't say it enough, if it was very well deserved today.
Thanks very much. We'll look forward to next week.
No problem.
Good to hear you still remember that good Scottish word, scunner.